We stand in awe of you, Father. We have no other God besides you. There is no other God outside of you. You are our life. You are our breath. You are our all in all. Father, thank you for the privilege to be counted among those who come back to say thank you, to honor you, and to acknowledge that you are the source of our breath, the source of our strength, the source of our life, the source of our provision. We've come to worship you. We've come to thank you, for you are faithful. Thank you. You are the only one who does exceedingly, abundantly, above all we can ever think or imagine by your Spirit. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for your presence. Thank you that no one comes to you and live the same. Father, I pray that not a soul in this place will live the way they came. Because of your mercy and because of your grace, glorify your Son Jesus and magnify your presence in our midst. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Have your way, Lord. Have your way, Father. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
You're welcome to the presence of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
The Lord is always with you. The Lord is always with us. But when we come together, there is a commanded blessing. There is a pleasure on God's heart that He releases as a blessing. Amen? That we can never get on our own. We give God glory for what He's doing. Amen?
Amen.
Thank God for our worship team. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Isaiah 54, I just want to say this before we go into what the Lord has for us, is put in my spirit. Isaiah 54 says, sing, O barren, thou that did not give, thou that did not bear, break forth in singing and cry aloud. Thou that did not travail with child, for more are the children of the desolate than the children of the married, says the Lord. Enlarge the place of your tent, and let them stretch forth the curtains of thy habitations. Spare not, let in thy cords and strengthen thy stakes. For thou shalt break forth on the right hand and on the left, and thy seed shall inherit the Gentiles, and make the desolate cities to be inhabited. That's a very strange word, but from every human perspective, that's a very strange word. If somebody comes to you, you don't have money to pay your bills, and the debtors are calling on you, or you're looking for a job, you don't have a job, or you're in need of something that you've been battling, and you know that thing has been lying impossible for you to achieve. This case is an impossible situation, barren. And somebody comes to you and say, sing and rejoice, celebrate, and begin to see that you are the CEO of this business. that you have money overflowing your account and you are giving away surplus. Sing, rejoice. You're like, can you get real, please? That's human. But when God says that to you, it's a different thing. So when we hear the word of God, it is not man speaking to you. It is God using man to express what he wants to do for you. And when God speaks, he's not looking at your limitation. He's not looking at my limitation. He's looking at his power to make it happen. So that's why when we receive the word of God by faith, God works for us. But when we receive the word of God, still imagining and thinking and reasoning like man, it doesn't bear fruit. Amen? Because faith is what causes God to move. And that's how we receive. And faith comes by what? Hearing the word of God. Amen?
Amen.
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 So I pray this morning that you will hear by the Spirit, you receive, and you will be able to bear fruit in that which the Lord is saying. Amen?
Amen.
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 So you know, when I'm preaching or when anybody is speaking from this word, the person doesn't have to say, thus says the Lord. Amen?
Amen?
This is the word of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Why? This is also a prophetic word God gave to Isaiah here. Why will God ask somebody like Sarah or Elizabeth or Rebecca, or these great women that God had a great plan for? Why would God tell them, your season has come to rejoice, celebrate, make room for the harvest, make room for plenty, when you don't even have a child? Just like I said about jobs and stuff. Why would God say that? So today, I want to share something God has begun to do in my personal life. And that's why I know that he will do it for you. Amen?
Amen.
I want to talk to you about a relief. If somebody is sleeping, tell them, if you don't get a dream, we won't let you go. So you better be wake up. Amen? Okay. Hallelujah. Let's open to Psalms 102. Hallelujah. Psalms 102. Today, the Lord wants to impact to us, or to make us aware of an impartation that we ought to receive at this level. And that impartation today is the word favor. Everybody say favor.
Favor.
Favor. Today God wants to open you to new realms, divine favor. The reason why the barren, the reason why the impossible, the reason why when we are human, we are stuck at a point after we've had the word of God, the promises of God, the dreams from God, and nothing seems to has happened till this moment. The reason why when we come to this, to when God says rejoice, is because of this promise here. Psalms 102. Psalms 102. Verse 13 says, thou, talking to God, thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion. You will arise You've been sitting, you've been waiting. It looks like things are taking for long to happen. And now, looks I'm barren. This looks impossible. Looks like my dreams have been forgotten. My expectations, my prayers, I'm not seeing all these years of waiting. So, he says, now I will arise. Thou will arise and have mercy upon Zion. For the time to favor her. This time is talking about, one is talking about the regular calendar. For the time to favor her. Yes, then he said, the divine time and the natural time has come together. A Kairos moment. He says, thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion for the time to favor her. Yes, the appointed time is come. That's why you could hear a word like, this, rejoice, even when you don't see it. For the set time is come. The human time and this divine time meet together, and the spiritual time overtakes the season. Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion for the time to favor her. Yes, the set time is now, is come. And then in verse 16 it says, when the Lord shall build up or rebuild Zion, he shall appear in his what? Glory. When God wants to do something, he said he will arise and shine, for the glory of the Lord is what? Come. He will appear, he will manifest in his glory. But just so you know, in the New Testament, you don't have to see the glory of God with your physical eyes. Because God is a spirit. But you can see the glory of God by the Spirit. But one of the ways the human nature, the human mind, the physical man sees the glory of God is through signs and wonders, is through miracles. The Bible says when Jesus turned the water to wine, he revealed his glory as his first miracle, and his disciples believed him. So, meaning, he's been with them, but this miracle reveals what he carries, the glory of God. They could not see it, but the miracle tells them, and now they believe. But by the Spirit, and for those who truly worship in spirit, you know when you are in the glory of God. Amen? Amen. So he says, when God does arise, he comes in his glory. And then when he does arise, he comes to release mercy. And verse 13 says, for the set time of his favor has come. So, if you study the Bible very well, there are areas where the mercy and the favor of God are the same word in Hebrew. There are times they are different words. Favor and mercy. Hallelujah. Today, the word that the Lord has put in my heart to share with you is, your set time to enter a new realm of divine favor is now. Amen. It's now. Amen. Not tomorrow. It's now. Amen. Amen. So to understand what favor means, and to understand what comes with favor, when you interchange it with mercy, is what we're going to look at so you can receive. In Hebrews chapter 4, the last part of it, you don't have to open there. The scriptures will open very soon. Hebrews chapter 4, the last part about verse 16 says, let us come boldly to the throne of grace. Amen? That's prayer. That's worship. So we come. We come to for prayer. We come. Let's come boldly through the blood of the Lamb to the throne of grace, to worship, to prayer, that we may what? Obtain mercy. And we may obtain what? Mercy. And then when we receive mercy, then the power of God comes through that, called grace. Grace is, in one summary, is the power of God. Unlimited power of God to do anything. That's grace. So we obtain mercy and we find grace to solve every need in time of need. Amen? Amen. That's why we come to the throne of grace. So that means when we get breakthrough, means mercy has come. And mercy comes with power for solution. So many times in the Bible, you will see David crying for mercy. And that's why he says, now you will show mercy to Zion, for now is your appointed time. He's always crying for mercy, 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 mercy. Then he says, it's your time to show mercy because the appointed time for favor has come. So mercy sounds very spiritual, but physically it manifests in form of favor. And so I want to share with you what favor looks like when it manifests. So you know it is not what you have done. It is the mercy of God. So you cannot boast, but give him the glory. Because you didn't get it in your strength. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Now, before we look at some examples in the Bible of the manifestation of God's mercy or favor, so we know where what God is doing to Mount Zion and to you personally, let me explain three manifestations or expressions of favor. And then we'll look at the examples. Three major things you will see. There are several, but three major things that comes with favor. You remember God sees us a mercy seat. That's the only seat he can sit. Mercy seat. And out of there, he manifests everything. Everything comes out of the mercy throne room of God from the mercy seat. Amen? Amen. You remember two people went to the temple to pray. Jesus told this story. He said that two of them went to pray, and one was saying, I do this, I pay tithes, I do that, I do all this stuff. He was talking up to the religious people. He said, but there's one man that came in, he cannot even look up to heaven. But all he just cried was, he says, God, just have mercy on me. And he says, that one went home with answers from God. Amen? Amen. Mercy. Favor. So before we see a few examples, let me share three manifestations of the favor of God upon you. And when these things manifest, they go from glory to glory. That means they increase. They increase and they increase. And the favor and the mercy of God at these levels, they are released to fulfill the will of God in your life, not your will. They are always to fulfill and reveal the will of God concerning your destiny. Amen? The three things are, number one, provision. Number two, protection. Number three, promotion. In the human cycle of life, if you're born in a rich family, there's a possibility you might have those three things provided for you naturally. If you fight, if you have good mentality, you have good mind, you go to school, you do all you can to be an achiever, it's just a possibility in human strength you can achieve those things, human some of those levels of human success. Provision, protection, you can buy it. But anything that is available to man through the strength of man has limitations, extreme limitations. Even kings have limitations. Presidents have limitations. Because Satan has limitation on what he can provide. So, the only thing that has no limitation is God. And when you find favor with God, it's over. Nothing, no man can stop you. Because favor is one of the manifestations of Isaiah 62 anointing. The year of the favor of the Lord. Acceptable year of the Lord. Amen? Amen. So, these three things that favor reveals in your life are the things that your strength cannot provide. And these things, they not only can be for any human being, whomsoever. Amen? You don't have to be rich or poor. You don't have to be this. It's favor decorates you above human ability. Amen? So these three things can enhance your human ability also. So this provision, protection, and promotion happens to you in three levels also. When they start happening to you. The three levels are physical, soulishly, and spiritual. Provision, protection, and promotion can happen to you physically. They can happen to you soulishly, which is, and they can happen to you spiritually. Physically, the example is when God, Adam and Eve found favor with God. God empowered them to be fruitful and multiply. Amen? Amen. Because of favor. To be fruitful and multiply. That's physically. You will see it. It will multiply. Rejoice, O barren, sing, because you will see physical multiplication of seeds. You will expound the boundaries of your limitation. And people around you will see you have been favored of God. Because you couldn't do it. There will be multiplication. Divine multiplication. Soulishly, there will be transformation. When you find favor with God, your situation changes. The Bible says when Hannah goes to pray all the time and went to pray all the time and goes to pray all the time, the Bible says her soul was vexed. When your soul is vexed, means you are going from mood to mood. It can be depression, it can be whatever it is, you are not just yourself because the problem is overwhelming. The Bible says Peninnah vexed Hannah so much that her soul was vexed. And when she went to Shiloh, this particular season of the feast, she went with, the Bible says, heaviness of heart. And cried and poured out her heart to God. When she received favor, the Bible says she has not seen the child yet, but because of what happened to her inside, by reason of the breakthrough, the Bible says she left in peace. There was transformation. There was a shift in her soulish realm to a happy person. Something has shifted in her soul. David said, "My soul, thus my soul cries out along. When shall I come before God?" My soul, he just kept crying. But then when he finds the presence of God, his soul is at rest, is at peace. When favor comes, it changes your countenance from your inside. You don't see the results yet. You don't see the physical breakthrough, but something on the inside gets happy. It gets excited because the good news from heaven has permeated your being and transformation has taken place. Your change in your inner man. You're no more the same. These three things happen spiritually also. Physically, we are to multiply. That's called success in human eyes. Solitary, there must be transformation. It says, in the world there will be tribulation, but in me there will be peace. Amen? Amen. Also, Psalms 91 says, he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow. You are soulishly protected. You are physically protected. You are spiritually protected. Amen. Number three is spiritual. Physical, soulishly, spiritual. Spiritually, when God told Adam, he says, you multiply. Then he told them, you have dominion. Spiritually, you rule, you rule, you rule, you rule in the spirit. Amen. You take authority over situations and they obey you. But before then, they don't. But because of this realm, David killed the bear before he could kill the lion. That was a progressive growth in spiritual dominion. Before he could kill Goliath. Paul says, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spirits. And he shared the hierarchy. The president of America has more power over governors. Governors have more power over mayors. They are progressive levels of spiritual promotion when you find favor with God. So, favor, or when God invites you to sit around that mercy seat, release his favor. Again, I repeat, three things happen to you that are manifest. Provision, protection, promotion. And these three things have to happen to you in the three dimensions of your existence, physical, soulishly, and spiritually. Jesus found favor with God and with man. Amen? Amen. Now let's look at a few examples. Let's look at the book of Esther, chapter 5. Esther, chapter 5. There are so many places in the Bible you might not... Where's my friend? Please, I went and spent some time with my friend this week, and I didn't invite him to be outside. Please, let somebody bring Matthew here for me, please. We're hanging out this week, so I just went to... Tell him I want him to come and be with me here. Open to the book of Esther. Esther. Esther chapter 5. You see, this is Esther chapter 5, just before we read it, so you understand. I don't want to go to the way the Lord revealed this to me, but this is what normally happens, okay? God bless you, my brother. Amen. Before Esther chapter 5, there was problem in chapter 2, 3, and 4. Amen? Amen? One, there were physical problems for individuals, and there were serious problems for a corporate nation called Israel. There was a problem. Amen? Amen? Because whatever happens in a nation and they target you, it affects your family and affects you directly. So that was the situation the children of Israel found themselves. And their life sentence has been ordained. The day all of them will die has been ordained. The government has made the law. And they were in trouble. Every family was crying. There was a problem. And as a nation, they had a problem. So in the midst of this problem, they cried out to God. Again, the throne of grace, where God sits on the mercy seat. And they cried and cried. Your cry must have been, it can be 30 years, it can be 2 years, it can be 3 days, it can be one day. But whenever God answers, is because mercy has been obtained. Favor has come. So after 3 days, Esther believed God has answered her prayers. And she said, I am now going to the physical realm to receive physical breakthroughs. Why did she do that? Because something has changed in her soulish realm. She bore witness inside, like Hannah, that breakthrough has come. She didn't go with imagination. There was a breakthrough. And she went by faith, meaning she has received something spiritually, she's not seen it physically. She stepped out based on what she knows that she knows spiritually. And she stepped, and now from a crisis situation, a problem situation, something has happened. Now look at what happened from verse 5. The Bible says, Esther chapter 5. Now it came to pass on the third day that Esther put her royal apparel and stood in the inner court of the king's house, over against the king's house, and the king sat upon his royal throne in royal house, against the gates of the house. And it was so, when the king saw Esther the queen, remember, this is in violation of physical law. If she crossed this line when she's not invited, she will be sentenced to death, regardless of her position as a queen. And it was so when the king saw Esther, the queen, standing in the court, that she what? What does your Bible say in King James? She what? Obtained favor. The Bible says in Hebrews 4, one of the ways you know you've gotten breakthrough in prayer, you obtain mercy, favor to release grace, a proportional grace to whatever need you have. If God pays your $2 bill, it means that God can pay your $100,000 bill. You just have to grow in faith. He says, Esther obtained favor. Hallelujah. In the sight, Esther obtained favor in his sight. And then look at what favor did. And the king held out to Esther the golden scepter that was in his hand. Amen? Amen. When you get favor from God, God's hand begins to move on your life. So Esther drew near and touched the top of the scepter. Then said the king unto her, what will thou, Queen Esther, and what is thy request? It shall be even given thee to the half of my kingdom. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Amen. Positionally in the spirit, just by the fact we are born again, we are joint heirs with Christ. We are joint heirs with Christ. What this king is saying, Esther, you're the queen, but right now I'm willing to share the kingdom, equal power with you, to the half of my kingdom. Positionally, we're joined there with Christ, but manifestedly, many of us are not even thinking it. Many of us are far from believing. You are a royal family. Even though he's there. So, the king says, to the half of my kingdom. So, for time, if you read from this chapter 5, onward to 9 and 10, you will see divine provision, you will see divine protection, and you will see divine promotion. When the word divine, it means God rewarding you through his mercy, the kind of reward that everybody knows is from God. Because it's to point people to him, not to you. It's to glorify him, not you. So from here, you see, all of a sudden, from sentence to death, poverty, everything, all of a sudden, divine provision started flowing. Heaven was open. The hand of God started moving. Angels started walking. Everybody around Esther started receiving breakthrough. Protection started coming. The enemies of Esther and the Jews started dying. And promotion started coming. That's because she obtained favor. Listen, that favor was not there before. It came after breakthrough in prayer. That's why the Bible says, you can seek, not the Bible, the Bible says you can, Jesus obtained favor with God. Then he obtained favor with what? Man. We seek the favor of man before the favor of God. That's humanity. But there's a price to pay for you to find favor with God. And when you find favor with God, man, you find favor with man. That's what happened here. It was with God, and the heart of the king opened and says, it's all yours. Amen? Amen. Let's open to the book of Let's open to Luke chapter 1. Hallelujah. I didn't know you will favor me this way. I didn't know you will favor me this way. I didn't know you favor me this way. You favor me this way. Thank you, Jesus. Luke chapter 1. There was a woman in Genesis chapter 1, in Genesis chapter 3, that was prophesied about, but nobody knew who this woman would be. The Bible says God spoke clearly. What comes out of the mouth of God must always happen. We call it prophecy, but it's the word of God. Prophecy to man. It says the seed of this woman will bruise your head, Satan. Meaning your defeat after this fall of man will come through the seed of this woman. So all through history, Satan was always trying to find out who will the seed be. So that's why I was killing firstborn everywhere and doing all through history. Now, when Jesus was to manifest, amen, the angel Gabriel was sent from heaven. For prophecy to be fulfilled, God has to use human beings. Amen? And Isaiah said, a virgin will conceive. It's never happened before. Amen? Who will this virgin be? The virgin must have favor. So let's see. So, let's read from Luke chapter 26. Luke 1 verse 26. And in the sixth month, angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city. Say, God knows my city. God knows my house. Amen?
Amen.
Named Nazareth. To what? A virgin. Engaged or espoused to a man whose name was what? Joseph. Of the house of what? David. And the virgin's name was what?
Mary.
Say, God knows me by name. If man don't know you, God knows you. Amen?
Amen.
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 Verse 28. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou that art what? Highly. You see, there is favor, there is high favor. Hallelujah! Amen.
Amen.
Thou that art what? Highly favored. Everybody said, that's the one I want. You pay the price for it. Amen. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou that art what? Highly favored. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among. Another word that is connected to favor, the manifestation of favor in your life, I didn't mention that among those three things. People will say you are blessed. God has blessed you. Favor. And the manifestation of God's mercy, favor, always cause people to say you're blessed or say, God has blessed me. Because you just know your strength have not brought you there. Your profession, your degree, the hand of God was there. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou what? Among women. So now we see Favor is a manifestation of God's anointing, but anointing comes to fulfill promises of God. So what has this favor come to manifest in Mary's life? Prophecy all the way from Genesis. So God is saying to Mary, Mary, favor has come to you. High favor has come into your life. So from this moment, you will experience divine provision, divine protection, and divine promotion. And it's going to be physical, soulishly, and spiritual. You are covered by God. You are a blessed woman. So when you say, I have favor, you are saying to yourself, I have divine provision, I have divine protection, I have divine promotion. At your work, look at Joseph. Favor followed Joseph even into jail. Everywhere he goes, there's protection, provision, and promotion. Because of favor. To fulfill destiny. Not to satisfy your flesh. Because your life is tied to so many people's destiny. Mary carried that high favor. Because what she was to bring forth has to be heavily protected, provided for. And it is the destiny of the whole world she was responsible to deliver. Jesus Christ. So you see why favor must be the work of God. So really quick, if you read further in that Luke chapter 1, you will see here, as Elizabeth prophesied to Joseph, to Mary, then you will see when Mary responded, in verse 45, if you look at Luke 1, 45, Mary said, Elizabeth said, and blessed is she that believeth, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord. Then Mary now believed and said, my soul doth what? Magnify. My soul doth what? Why will her soul be at that level of high praise? Because there was a shift in her soul, Israel. Favor will affect the position of your soul. And then look at what she said. My spirit now rejoices in God, what? My Savior. She's not seen the child yet, but now she knows she's been promoted divinely. Verse 48. For he had regarded the low estate of his handmaid. For behold, from what? This moment, this day, this season, this hour, from henceforth, all generations shall call me a blessed woman. That's what favor will do for you. I have been places where, I've told you many times, you can have 20 degrees, PhD, you can't get in there. And when God opens those doors for me to go there, sometimes they are wondering, who is this person? But by the time God shows me what to say, it becomes a solution in the midst of whether government, business people, that. Favor. Favor has taken Mount Zion where no church, I don't recognize some churches that have established such memorials. There was a year God did something. I didn't know that the mayors and stuff, they always, anytime God uses you outside the city or something that brings a good image to the city, they like to publicize it. I did not know the news carried it. And they put it in the newspaper. The mayor caught that piece of the news and said, thank you. And emailed it as an appreciation from the city to my address. That was a few years ago. After the dedication in Israel, the mayors were very, very happy that Cleveland not just participated in what happened in Israel that will remain as a memorial for this city. Favor on Zion. Favor will never leave you in the position men can say, I can do it. Favor will leave people wondering, that has to be God, so that he gets the glory. Remember, when God favors you, you don't need to be shouting, I give you glory all the time. You will be clear that you can't take the glory. You can be saying with your mouth, I give you glory, but in your action, you're taking it. Let your action give God glory. My brothers and sisters, if you watch the life of Mary from here, you see what favor did. We are here because Mary found favor. Amen. When you find favor, it will affect your family, to affect generations after you. From the throne of grace. We can go on and on, but all through the Bible you will see that all these people God used, like David and stuff, you're going to see that it was the favor of God. Then finally, let's read the scripture together in Isaiah chapter 61. Before we pray. Isaiah 61. Isaiah 61. Now, who has NLT or NIV? I'm going to read it in King James, but if you have NLT or NIV, can you wave at me? Okay, good. Sharon, you have it. All right. I expected a young person to have one of those. Is it today's language? Amen. We are still speaking like we're in the days of King James. Isaiah 61. This was the scripture Jesus quoted in Luke chapter 4 when he started his ministry. He quoted Isaiah 61. Now let's look at what Isaiah 61 says prophetically. Sharon, read yours out loud. Please give her the microphone. Read it out loud. Read Isaiah 61, your Bible. Verse 1 and 2.
Oh, okay. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon me, for the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to comfort the brokenhearted and to proclaim the captives will be released and prisoners will be freed. He has sent me to tell those who mourn that the time of the Lord's favor has come, and with it the day of God's anger against their enemies.
Amen. Thank you very much. Amen. Amen. I read it in King James. Jesus said in Luke 4, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, anointed. Because he has what? Anointed me. Anointing is not a decoration. Anointing is to fulfill and to manifest God's heart and purpose for man. Amen? That's the Spirit of the Lord. And then he mentions some of the manifestations of God's anointing. He says, he has anointed me to preach good news unto the meek. To those who are desperate, who are hungry, who are humble enough to receive it. Good news. He has sent me to bind up the broken heart, hurting people. Their lives have been fractured by whatever the situation or circumstance has been, and it's irredeemable. No matter the psychology or the philosophy, they cannot be redeemed because that thing has shattered something in their system. Jesus says the anointing will fix it. No religion in this world can fix your soul. apart from Christ. Not one. Every other religion is more bound than they began. It's all a bandage on the outside. The only solution to human soul is Christ. Through the power of the Holy Spirit. He said, this is what will happen. No religion can boast of transforming your soulish problem. No religion can boast of changing you from masturbation, from homosexual life, or from anything that you know you cannot change. Anything that you finally make up your mind, I will just settle with this and conform and just exist with it. Every evil vices, every demonic vices, every human vices can never be healed by human men. No religion except the power of the Holy Spirit through Christ. That's why he said it here. The purpose of the anointing is to heal, is to deliver, is to set prisoners free. These are spiritual terminologies for captive people, bondage of all diversity. Amen? Amen. Then verse 2 says, to proclaim, to declare, to release the year of the favor of the Lord. That's what the anointing do. And then the vengeance. If you, every time you see favor, you see provision. Amen? Amen. Every time you see favor, you see protection. Amen. Divine protection. Like David. From Saul, from everything. Every time you see favor, you see promotion. Promotion means you display the position of the wicked. You displace it. And they put the righteous there. The Bible says, in the area of provision, it said the wicked will heap up treasure for the righteous. The wicked. And those days are coming. The wealth of Egypt was plundered by the children of Israel for building the kingdom of God. Amen? Amen? So, you see here that favor is a manifestation of the Spirit of God's anointing upon your life. The outpouring of divine grace. Amen?
Amen.
That anointing is here this morning. It's not tomorrow. The purpose of this word is not because God wants to tell you a story about tomorrow. Tomorrow will take care of its own. The purpose of this word is because that's what he's saying he wants to do now. You know, God is taking us from different levels of favor and blessings and mercy through the years of waiting, through the times of barrenness in different ways, and waiting on the Lord. The last 2 years, God started something as we stayed under the cloud, and he started showing us little, just manifesting. We go, oh my God, oh my God. It just started slowly. And then we came in here. We are already very familiar with this breakthrough already, so it's not a miracle to us anymore. God is doing new things. Amen?
Amen.
The children of Israel get familiar with the one yesterday. They look for another one. But God is faithful to keep doing new things. So, as God is progressively taking us, now I know that God is preparing us for a big harvest. Remember, favor does 3 things, at least. You have to multiply. Your multiplication can be material things, but also can be spiritual things. Spiritual multiplication is harvest of souls. Amen?
Amen?
And it's not 1 plus 1. We are doing 1 plus 1 now. Everyone invite one. By the grace of God, at the end of this year, we'll see who is sitting by your side. God gave you a year to bring somebody here. We'll see. How many people will say, this person is sitting in this church because I have an assignment just for one? Can you believe it? If we are really blessed of God, 1 year you can't produce a soul. Think about it. Are you a businessman? Amen?
Yes.
I was just coming to church this morning and the Lord was saying, don't wait for the people in church. You too. Do what you need to do. I know you know God is doing his own thing. But just, so I said, okay. So I proposed in my head, okay, let me start now. And then when I got my friend, and it's my son, and another person, 1 year, think about it. A believer, excited for God, blessed, 1 year, you can't have somebody in church that you say it was an intentional effort for God's kingdom to grow. 1 year. I was thinking about this and I said, my God, this is a scary religious mind. He said, what will happen if everyone in 1 year, we're not thinking about 200, that's, we're just talking about just what we God can use us to do by grace. He said, if everyone brings one, this place, some people travel, some people come when they like to on Sunday. Thank God you are the ones that know you need to come every Sunday to honor God. Those that come when they like, this, you know. So if everybody come here, as we're supposed to, this place will be filled every Sunday. What happens if every one of us at the end of this year has one person? There won't be room. If we all say next year, let everybody do the same thing. I was passing a church this morning. I said, maybe that's what they are doing in that church. Because I saw them last year. There were not many cars. I passed this morning. There was no parking space. I said, what are they doing different? They are inviting people. Amen?
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 I like what Coca did the other time. When we preached, everyone invite one. He brought the whole family here. Amen? So it's our job to keep them. Those that are around here. So think about it. Think about it. You work for Walmart, they reward you. You do different things. I mean, everybody here can have 8 children and have, you know, like most people. But at least we all desire to have a child. Amen?
Yeah.
But this is a spiritual. It doesn't have to be people you mentor. But show God, God, you blessed me so much. A whole year, I can't bring somebody else to receive what I've received. 1 year, I can't add somebody to this chair. I thought about it, I said, God have mercy for me, I need mercy. So think about it. Think about it. We're called to multiply and be fruitful. Amen? So, favor is here. As I was saying, God has brought us a long way, brought us here. Now he blessed us with this. And then, he's doing many things. So this year we're focusing on, remember, the GPS. The whole focus is the S part, souls. Have we forgotten? Our focus this year is souls. Amen?
Amen.
Maybe next Sunday I'll put somebody on the spot. Koga, just be prepared, just in case I call you to preach that message. You'll not be my friend after that. We all plan for souls. Amen?
Amen?
And we say, thank God for our evangelism team. They are going out every Saturday. Everybody say, thank you, evangelism teams.
Thank you, evangelism.
They are sowing the seed, they are watering it, and I know God will bring increase.
Amen.
This is 1+1 soul winning. Divine favor is not 1+1. We are going there, and we'll get there. it will be a great harvest by the Spirit of God. So God is moving and God is opening doors. God is doing different things. This next month, this will be Mount Zion's first assignment for mass soul winning. I say, God, why are we starting across the ocean on the other side? We just came from Israel, and I got more understanding. When Jesus says, cast the net on the other side. Huh? Cast. One is say, cast it on the deep. The other one is cast it on the other side. Do you know when we were at that Sea of Galilee? Do you know what the other side is, prophetically? They were casting it here. They didn't catch anything. Say, cast it on the other side. The other side, physically, was where the Gentiles were living. They were not catching anything around the Jews. He says, do it where the fish is. Leave your comfort zone, go where the harvest is. That's what I saw this time. It was a side, other side. Where the demoniac, the other people were. See, if you cast your net, if you're trying to catch fish around the religious people, you cannot go to the Gentiles. That's, I saw that this year when we went to Israel. If they reject you, you go here. So, God has a deep reason. But this trip we're going to Burundi is Mount Zion's first harvest field, major one. And I believe God wants to teach us something, why He chose them. But when we come back, I believe there will be revelation for the next step for Mount Zion. The workers alone are 2,000 people for this thing we're going. Workers alone, 2,000 people. Workers that are working about this harvest and this crusade. 2,000 workers. At least they committed to us, we should see 10,000 people. At least. But only God can bring five, whatever number, it doesn't matter. But the point I'm making is, this is the beginning. And who knows what next will be. Soul is soul. Whether in India, whether in Africa, whether in America, the key is Mount Zion is about to reap years of prayer. And it will come here. It will come here. When Jesus couldn't have it in Nazareth, He had it in Capernaum. And thousands started coming. One of the manifestations of favor, like you see the glory of God, are signs and wonders. It's happening, but it's happening in different ways for now. But God will overtake us. Amen? Amen. Amen. So this morning I want to pray with you. Because if you remember a few weeks ago when I was here, I told you that May 1st something happened to me. But it happened in my spirit. There was a shift. I felt it. I experienced it. But I was quiet. I said, let me watch it. Then on Pentecost Sunday, that's when I told. Something happened here. I was standing there. A confirmation. After that, I kept it in my heart, but I mentioned it to you. It was when I went to Israel, I started seeing traces of miracles. The manifestation of the things I receive in my spirit. Now, these miracles or this manifestation might not be what you expect, but for me, they were confirmations. And then I came back. God opened the door for me to go to Dallas for a special meeting. I saw the same thing. I came back. We're supposed to be in Amsterdam. God said you won't be there physically. But without being there physically, I saw favor. With a massive process. And now, go God is revealing favor upon favor. And it's just the beginning. Amen? It is not, you know, if you share a message without a testimony, you've not experienced it. That's the only reason I'm telling you this. I can't tell you the testimonies I am seeing. Because in the past, some two people go there and say he's promoting himself. If I was to promote myself, I won't be in Mount Zion. I'll be like everybody else. I'm only saying it for your edification. So that you believe this message. So I now know that a new level of favor is come upon Zion. Because I've tasted it, I know even Keziah, I can see God, things people are waiting for. I'm beginning to see testimonies here and there. Breakthroughs are happening in people's lives, in this house, in different ways. The favor is not personal. It's upon the house. It's your time to believe, receive it, and carry it. Amen. Let's stand up together. I didn't know you favored me this way. I didn't know you favored me this way. I didn't know you favored me this way. You favored me this way. Thank you, Jesus. One of the prayers I prayed, as God was moving and I was seeing the favor of God, there was one, you know how the human mind works. There was one particular miracle I was waiting for, and there was a delay. And it actually has to do with the Burundi trip. There was a delay. And I said, well, God, I see what you're doing. You have checked this one, checked this one, checked. These are amazing things. But you know how human we are. In my mind, I say, okay, you've not checked this one. So I can seal this season in my spirit. And there was still a delay until God dealt with me. And just say, it's done. Favor takes care of things. And you will see the evidence. So I told the people, I said, wait for it. Because I will tell you, this Saturday they call jumping. He just came. And he's already done. But what I'm learning from it is, don't walk by sight. So I see the favor of God checking things. There are things even now before we pray, God is doing it. Because it's a season. My brothers and sisters, what you've been believing God, what you've been praying, like the barren woman, expectation. This morning I'm declaring to you, that's why I shared it, but I'm declaring to you, your favor has come. Amen. Favor means God has heard your cry. Amen. And is showing you mercy. Amen. Mercy. Amen. Mercy. The mercy of God has come to Zion. God, show us mercy. Have mercy on Zion. That's why we wait on you. Have mercy on us. Don't leave us in our strength, in our self-righteousness. Show us mercy and release those things that are on your heart for Zion. And that's what is beginning to happen. We have obtained new levels of mercy. So this morning, I don't know what has been vexing your heart, your spirit, what has discouraged you. Whatever it is, God will show you mercy. So let's just begin to thank God. You can just on your own just lift up, just commit yourself to God. Father, I thank you. I honor you. I have no other father but you. And I know you hear. And I know you answer. And you have answered. Thank you You have remembered Zion. And you are taking us to a new level of the manifestation of your mercy, your favor. Father, thank you that any man or woman that has found favor with you, man will open their hearts, has found favor. So I thank you. Father, your favor provides. Your favor releases needs. Your favor is tailored to meet everyone in the place of their need. Your favor is manifest by your anointing to speak into the life of needs. Holy Spirit, thank you. Spirit of the living God, I thank you. 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 We have not waited in vain. I thank you today in the name of Jesus. I thank you for the release. I thank you for the release. I thank you for the release of your mercy, of your favor in the life of everyone in this place, and those that are watching online, and those that will receive this word later. I thank you for the impartation, manifestation of the anointing, of the favor, tailored towards the area of your expectation. I thank you for the release, the manifestation of your miracles. When the Lord told me favor has come, especially for this season, I was excited about the things I saw. And then the one I didn't see, I said, but God, this has not happened. He said, it has happened in the spirit. And my brothers and sisters, for some reason, they are not delayed breakthroughs. Everything I've experienced from Pentecost till now, they were not delayed. The only one that was delayed, God wanted to teach me a lesson that if you don't see, it doesn't mean it's not done for this hour. And the Lord did something in my spirit which I will not put emphasis on. But my brothers and sisters, when I pray now, I'm not looking to see what happens immediately. I believe it. Yes. And you will see it. Amen. That's what is happening. I believe it. This prayer, I'm praying by the word of God. You will see the result. Father, thank you. Thank you for your visitation. 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 Father, you do it so that we will have a personal encounter, so that we will have a personal testimony, so that we will believe you. Do it your way, in the way your people will put their trust in you and not in man. Glorify your name. I release the anointing for miracles upon your life. In the name of Jesus. To the brokenhearted, Father, let there be permanent healing process. To the captives, let deliverance begin. To the bound, in the name of Jesus, Let your freedom begin. Father, thank you. It is because of your mercy. Or else, we have no other hope. Glorify your name, O God. Thank you, Father. But if you need me to lay your hands on you, you are welcome to come here, but you don't have to, because the word has comfort. But if you need prayer right now, I just want to lay my hands on you and pray with you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy.